Welcome to today's Coastal Towns Business Chamber podcast with me, Axel Starviking from thestarviking.com, brought to you today by the Coastal Towns Business Chamber here on the beautiful central coast of New South Wales. With me today is our special guest, Julie Watson, and Julie is the CEO and founder of Stronger Than My Excuses. Jules has been a successful Central Coast businesswoman for over 30 years and is an international best-selling author. She now helps people to find their own inspiration and helps them to speak up through the Stronger Than My Excuses web TV panel discussions and through her inspiring presentations. So let's head on over to the studio and find out as much as we possibly can during this podcast. I have seen some of what you do, and it just looks like so much fun. There's so much innovation there, so much creativity, and really giving people a platform to, you know, speak out about what they're passionate about. So what inspired you to do the work that you're currently doing, Jules?
Probably a couple of things, but one thing was I had imposter syndrome for years and years and years. Even though I was outgoing and I could speak on a microphone, in my head were all these doubts and fears that, oh, what are they saying about me? What do they think? I'm not worthy to be here in this room of business people networking. And the other thing that really pushed it was when I was going through a terrible end of a relationship. It needed to end and it was hard, and financial situation was in tatters and I was a bit of a mess, and I went looking for inspiration on my computer. Now, this is the important thing, is I used to save articles, and I found one, started reading it. It said, overcoming adversity so you think you've got it bad. I was three lines into that before I realized it was my own article. I'd written it years before, and that article went on to talk about my adversities with dialysis for 5 years, kidney transplants, surgeries, 34 admissions to RPA. I mean, you name it. And since then, I've had a heart attack and I've had radiotherapy and I've got diabetes. So I've got plenty of excuses if I want to use them, but I choose not to now. But reading that article, I realized I wanted to actually be a writer and be a presenter and talk about overcoming adversity. And I never did anything with it 10 or 15 years earlier. And that inspired me. I just went, you silly person, thinking people are better than you, thinking you're not good enough. That inspired me. So I like to tell people that you can find your own inspiration from within.
I wish you could see the smile on my face, guys. This, seriously, Julie just lights up. She starts glowing quite literally when she's talking about this work. And that is what I love so much about doing this podcast, is that I get to speak to people who are motivated and inspired and empowered. And not only that, they're empowering others and really connecting to their local communities. And that's true about you as well, Julie. You know, you, everything you do has got always this sort of outward focus, this community focus, and I just love that about you. I think it's really inspiring and motivating to hear you speak, and I'm sort of getting all like, I'm going to carry on with my own work today, you know, like I'm getting all built, like ready to go. I'd love to know what one of your favorite memories is that's linked to your work. Do you have any moment that is a core memory for you?
Absolutely. So straight away, what comes to mind is when I first started Stronger Than My Excuses. Didn't even have a name for it. I invited two people over, and they were simply people that I knew through networking. And I said, bring wine. I've got this idea.
Oh,
so
love it.
Sitting at the kitchen bench and drinking wine and saying, I think we should do a panel discussion, and we'll get special guests on every week, and we'll have a series of shows, and we'll talk about mindset and overcoming procrastination and doubt and fear and, you know, repetition and achieving goals and all these things that I want to get out there. And they both agreed. And so we hosted these shows purely because we started this, and the rest is history, but it was just so much fun. And I've got a photo of the three of us. One of those people is now on the board of Coastal Towns Business Chamber, Adam Rice, and the other one is our marketing admin coordinator. So we've stayed really connected.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was just fun.
Just bring wine.
Yeah, bring wine.
I love it.
And trust me.
So I wanted to ask, people who work in an office, they have their Monday to Friday, they know what their work week looks like. But when it comes to entrepreneurs, people who work for themselves, our work weeks can sometimes be quite chaotic and very unpredictable, depending on what sort of field we're in. So what does a typical work week look like for you?
Well, it's Monday to Friday normally. Of course, there's a few odd things that go on in evenings and on weekends, but not often, but balance that really well. I always start my morning with a morning routine, and I put everything on there. It might seem stupid to some people, but because I'm a creative person, my mind thinks that, okay, if I've got to, I'm going to think about something I'm grateful for, I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes, I'm going to have a healthy breakfast, and then there's a few things that might be on this list. Because I'm creative, I forget that actually, I mean, I never not shower, but I forget to allow the time. You've got to shower. You've got to brush your teeth. I've got tablets that I take because of my kidney transplant that I've had. So I write everything down so I don't forget. And I keep that routine. I don't worry and kick myself about it if I don't do it, but I do constantly come back to it. So the moment I'm out of my normal routine because I'm in North Queensland and I'm not in my normal office and I've got my grandkids around, and so I can't just go out, grandchildren, I'm meditating. So routine is really important to me. Then I work usually pretty much 9 to 5 every day, and then I try to finish right on time. And so I balance my work life balance really quite well. That way I shut everything down and I can sit on the lounge and have some rest time. We might be watching TV, we might be sitting out in the courtyard, but I'm not even thinking about work. I'm fully focused on my partner or fully focused on my grandchildren or my son or my...
Yeah, I hear you when it comes to putting everything in your calendar. And I think especially creative people, you know, my calendar is so fun. It'll say, go to bed now, Axel. Wash your hair today, Axel. Worked out exactly which days I need to do things. And it's in the calendar because I know I'm so much in this creative space a lot of the time. What did my teacher once say? They said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And you need to come down out of the cloud. Clouds, Axel, and be on earth for a little bit. And
we are the same.
Leave the fairies in the bush and come and be in the classroom. And I thought that was so funny.
Yes.
But it's accurate because we think so much bigger than the mundane task of brushing your teeth that we have to actually remind ourselves to brush our teeth. So yeah, it's funny that there's another creative that's saying the same thing that I do. That's really funny. It validates me, Julie. Validates me and my very strange calendar. So getting back to business and connecting to others around us, you know, some people have a love-hate relationship with networking. I struggle because I'm quite gregarious and friendly in my own turf, you know, with my own friends. But when it comes to being on a platform, especially with people one-on-one on the floor, I get really anxious, and I'm not very good at remembering names. I can remember every detail about a person but their name. That's one of my little quirks. And so I always feel so super anxious at events and networking just because of that one fact. But I also understand, you know, since I've started networking, and especially since I've joined the CTBC, my confidence has grown in that area, learning to trust myself and the fact that I can make small talk and connect with people. You know, when you work at home alone for 10, 15 years and you're not in the office every day, suddenly being around a heap of strangers, it can be quite an overload, sensory overload. And, you know, I'm not neurotypical, so I get that too. So what are your personal thoughts around the art of networking? And do you think it is important for individual business owners and business people to really take part in networking?
I think it's hugely important. And so I mentioned imposter syndrome. And one thing that made me realize that I'm no imposter is, and I'm not being judgmental, but when I was talking to someone in a networking meeting and I had this person on a pedestal thinking they were better than me, and because of what they were saying. And then when we walked out and got into our cars, they got into their Mazda 3 and I got into my reasonably nice looking Mazda 6. We were parked right next to each other. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. This is, and I'm not pointing this out to be judgmental, but it hit me that why did I think this person was better than me?
Yeah.
Had I seen, you know, and we do judge. We all judge. And that's
why
it's
a human, it's a human condition.
The way we do, because we want to be judged, you know, how we are. Or we want to be seen in a, perceived in a certain way. So here I was thinking, like, it really hit me that I am only doing this in my own head, this imposter thing. What am I thinking? No one in that room is any more worthy or less worthy than me. We're all just people. And when you mentioned about worrying about, you know, who cares if you can't remember their name? You do know that 95% of the people in that room also don't remember your name.
Yeah.
They don't. And you think they do, and they don't remember what you wore. And even if you wore the same thing every time. It'd take four or five times before they go, oh. Because it's like after about four or five times meeting someone at a networking, you can actually walk in and go, oh, Adam, how are you?
Yeah.
Without faltering. And then after a while, they become your friend, almost your friend or like a
working
colleague.
Friend. Yeah.
So that's how I think of it. And look, I've been overseas with a lady I networked with when I rang her, and we didn't even know each other that well. But I knew we were both aligned in our, you know, ethics and morals. Yeah, and I said, because I want to go overseas and I'd love, do you want to come with me? Anyway, we went overseas to Croatia. I worked over there for 3 months and it was fantastic. I worked for myself, but from Croatia.
Beautiful.
And she then took off to Italy. And another example is when I ran for council a few years back, one of the people I'd networked with for years and years and years said, how can I help? You know, I know what you stand for and I want to help you. He stood at one of the schools and, vote for Julie Watson, vote for Julie Watson all day.
Beautiful.
And that's the sort of thing that, so we're friends now. We don't hang out with each other on the weekends or go out, but we every now and then go, time for a coffee, and we'll have a coffee catch-up or a drink catch-up after work once or twice a year. But the rest of the time we see each other at networking, we use each other's services.
Exactly.
That's what networking is about. We are all worthy and it's, honestly, I think for small business, essential.
Yeah. You know, I never really got it. And since joining CTBC, I think just because I'm going regularly, I'm starting to see those benefits coming through.
Yep.
The other day I had such a lovely, unexpected moment. I live about 45 minutes, an hour away from Gosford, and I had traveled in to collect a painting that I had put in for an exhibition from Coastal Twist. And so we were in the middle of Gosford, right by the train station. I was in their offices and I'm having a fat yarn with the lady who runs Coastal Twist, Glitter Supernova, such a huge fan of hers, chatting. And out pops Rosemary around the corner and went, hey, I knew that voice. And I've only ever known her from the CTBC, you know, and we sat opposite each other 1 week and we did not stop talking the whole night, just laughing, really connected, and just seeing her there and her recognizing my voice. And after when I left, I thought, wow, a beautiful moment that all came from that connection that was formed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will happen more and more and more.
Yeah, that's it. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, for me personally, I think networking is a wonderful thing. It is scary at first because it's like any new thing. You feel, but you know, that you don't really know what you're doing. But seriously, like you've said, majority of the people in the room will be feeling a similar way. You know, some of them are much older, some of them are younger, some feel very much out of their depth. And just be present, be available and be connected. I think that's everything. What is your role within Coastal Towns Business Chamber? Obviously, I know that you're a superhero, but people who are listening, not know.
Would you believe, I do the Wonder Woman pose at times before I go into meetings so that I get that empowered.
They call it hero yoga.
Yes, I do that. But I am the president of the Coastal Towns Business Chamber. The main thing is it's just all about the networking. And to become the president, years ago I would have thought put that person on the pedestal. You know, now that I've gone through that imposter syndrome and I realise we're all worthy, it's just because I said no holding back, no excuses.
Mm.
My business name is stronger than my excuses and I try to live up to that. And don't get me wrong, I still make excuses about not going, you know, I don't go for a walk every day. But then I bring myself back to going, why didn't you do it? And then I do it the next day. I don't ever give up. So when I was asked to be the president, I said yes. I know that I'm as worthy as anyone else.
Yeah.
What I do there is I organise what we're going to be doing and what events and what speakers, with input from a lot of other people, but mainly that's my lead role. And then generally our marketing admin person will coordinate a lot of the rest of the event. You know, finding, you know, helping with the venue and booking the venue and coordinating the food and all the other things.
I've been involved in a couple different committees and things, and you know, sometimes you'll have a director or the head that's just very full of themselves and very standoffish and very clicky. But I must say, I've been very lucky. I think the Central Coast is just such a beautiful space and everyone here is a lot more family oriented and a lot of the directors and leaders and things have just been so lovely and so welcoming, almost like father and mother figures. And You know, which I think it's beautiful. Yeah. And you know, there's no need for drama. You know, if you find yourself in a position of leadership, I feel that's not a chance for you to get up on a soapbox and wield a sword and be an absolute chop. You know, it's a chance to really train up those around you in how to be, you know, kind and conscientious, hardworking, focused, community focused. You know, we have these opportunities every day to do the best we can within our community space. You know, as a leader, yes. I think it's important. All right, so that's me getting off my soapbox now. So how can people or prospective clients find you? Where can they find you on the massive world wide web?
LinkedIn is always the easiest. I'm on there a lot. Okay. That's my favorite place because it's almost like networking on there because they're all business people. It's not people putting pretty pictures, and there's a little bit of that, but generally they're business oriented. Mm-hmm. So LinkedIn, you can find me or Stronger Than My Excuses page, and also email me at julie@strongerthanmyexcuses.com.au. So pretty easy.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. What advice do you have for someone looking to start their own business, especially here on the Central Coast, knowing what it's like here, what the clientele are like?
Look, I don't think it matters if it's here or anywhere. Because my advice is not to do it on your own. Okay. Never think you can really succeed on your own. 80% of small business fail in the first 2 years. Now, I know my previous small business failed because I didn't want to give up any part of it. And I did a bit of networking, but I was really protective of what I was doing and I didn't want people to copy what I was doing. I was worried about this. So I was, rather than collaborating, I was seeing myself as a competitor and everyone else was a competitor. Honestly, someone actually said to me once, you know, you're better off having 50% of something than 100% of nothing.
Yeah.
If you're struggling, if you're not going anywhere, it doesn't matter what your business is. Even if your business is all about you as a consultant, share it with someone else and then share your ideas. And someone else might be a consultant. They might even get more work than you, but a percentage of something is better than 100% of nothing. If you're not making a profit or taking owner's compensation in the form of a wage, then why are you in business? Probably because you wanted a better life. And if that's not happening, you have to get help. And even if that could be free mentoring through business, you know, centres, through the New South Wales Business or Business New South Wales and your Chamber of Commerce, coming along to our meetings, you get some free legal advice. You can have 3 legal phone calls per year if you're a small business. And I don't think we promote that enough through our meetings, but we will.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so there's a lot of advice and mentoring and all sorts of things that you can get, but you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
And networking is huge. And if you can come up with a little momentum mastermind type group or a buddy, a business buddy or accountability buddy, best thing ever.
Yeah. I like what you said about making use of government programs and local business programs, because yet again, that's just another way of networking with people who can bond with you, find out who you are. And then, you know, people are amazing. Like if they know you and they know what you're about and what you're into, people will remember. So if they're in a situation and someone says a keyword, that light goes on and they go, oh, Jules mentioned that. And then they call you or they tag you or they give your email, you know. That is on Facebook. I've noticed that's really been a fantastic funnel of work for me, is just random friends tagging me in posts where I go, oh, wow, when did they ever know I was into that specific thing? And I must have mentioned it at some point, you know, so you just never know. The connection is everything. The connection is success.
That's right.
And I like what you said about how you were holding everything close and trying not to let others steal your ideas. And I had a bit of an epiphany once, because I used to feel very protective of my work, almost as though there was a lot of competition. And the one day I drove past the sports stadium in Gosford and it was almost at capacity. And I just saw thousands and thousands of people. And I thought to myself, if I booked out every single session for an entire year, I wouldn't even see a fraction of those people.
Yeah.
And I was like, there is enough work for everyone. There are enough clients for everyone. When you change, exactly. And when you go from a competitive to a creative mindset, that's where abundance starts to flow, because you are no longer hovering over your little pile of gold. You're opening it up and bartering and exchanging that gold and connecting. And that's very powerful, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. It's a good thing to remember. All right, so now we're going to do two fun questions. And the first one is called Name Your Hack. So on social media now, there's all these bloody weird 5-minute hacks where people turn things into other things. But I'd like you to do a business hack. So give me one secret hack that you wish you'd known when you started your business.
Okay. Hey, I don't know if this fits into that, but I was a seminar junkie and I went to everything and I thought, oh, I've got to do affirmations 30 times a day for 30 days and then I'm going to get what I want. There's my magic pill. Start doing it, wouldn't finish it, or even if I did, it wasn't really happening. And then I'd go to another seminar and they'd say, if you want to achieve your goals, you need to have them visual. You need a picture board. And so I would spend, you know, the next 3 or 4 days cutting out pictures, getting magazine and making a picture board instead of doing productive work, by the way. And this is what's going to achieve my goals, by having the picture board, not by doing any actions to actually be productive. So I started thinking after a while, hang on a minute, I just think I'm looking for a magic pill and there is not one. Meditation, that's what's going to get me there. Then I started doing meditation thinking, oh, morning routine. I've got to have a morning routine or I won't. And then I went, you know what I need to do is just bloody pick up the phone and make a sales call. So
I'm loving this power speech, man.
My business hack is there is no magic pill.
Amen.
For it. What you've got to do is just listen to all the things, take what you like. I do have a morning routine, but if I don't do it, I don't kick myself. And I don't put what Tony Robbins says and what Mel Robbins says and what Brené Brown says and what whoever. I don't do everything they say. I pick the things out that suit me, my lifestyle, what I'm trying to achieve, without being too, I'm not too weak on myself, but I'm also not too tough either. I do it where I know I will do it. And when I'm in my normal routine, it gets done all the time.
Beautiful. So can I say, don't look for gimmicks, just work. Get to work.
Just get on with it.
Get on with it.
Jump straight in. Put the hardest thing on your to-do list first.
Good.
So my morning routine does say, can you keep up your energy all day? And I think about that and I go, if I'm going to be my best, and I write my number one thing, and it's usually sales related.
Yeah.
Because everything else is just fluff.
Yeah.
Because it's not bringing revenue.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. You are so inspiring, Julie.
Oh,
seriously.
Thank you.
Super inspiring. All right. So I've got one last question. So if I was like a genie and you had 3 wishes, what would your wishes be and why? And they don't have to be business related. You could.
I want to be a rock star.
Oh, me too.
I want to get on stage with AC/DC, but obviously I'd want to go back in time and do that because all that head banging just doesn't work for me anymore. No, I would, but really I would love to sing. I'd love to be able to sing. I go okay, but not well enough to sing on my own. So I'd love to have a few lessons and sing, but magic, if it was magic, just let me sing really well. And another
Beautiful.
One, teleportation, of course.
Ooh. I like that.
And probably a more serious one is I say I do meditation. I've mentioned that a few times, but I don't do it properly. And I don't mean sitting there going, oh, I mean really not using it as a magic pill, because I did start to go, I've heard about meditation. It's supposed to be really good. And I realized I love meditating when I finish and I've just breathed. And of course my mind wanders, but I bring it back. And I bring it back and I do guided meditation and they're just all really lovely ones and there's millions to pick from. And I just like doing it, but it's one of those things where even though I like going for a walk, I don't always go because I feel busy. So I've got to make myself do it and set the time aside. But once I do it, I love it and I've come out of it feeling great. But I want to learn a bit more about getting deeper into meditation and doing it well.
Beautiful.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing, which
Beautiful.
Is not doing it well.
Beautiful. So obviously, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so what I do is I either use, say, a 15-minute guided hypnosis for confidence or anxiety release or procrastination release. And I find that, that is a good way for me to meditate, because my mind is so busy, and I do have ADHD as well. So I get super excited, and I sort of laugh, because one way for me to finish a job is to set myself a to-do list of things I don't want to do. And then I'll suddenly have all the energy to do the thing that I was putting off. So I'll write a to-do list of the most awful dry stuff, and then find I work for 12 hours like an absolute fury getting a project done that I've been avoiding for weeks. So that's my hack.
You're funny.
That's definitely my hack. All right. So today we're chatting about being stronger than our excuses. So, you know, what is that about, being stronger than our excuses? What is it to you?
For me, it's always been about the bigger picture. When I think about the big picture and what I'm passionate about, which is part of why I started what I'm doing, it's always about trying to change the world. So, and my little slogan is changing the world one story at a time. And I want that to be through these panel discussions, by giving people a voice. I started it so that not-for-profits and charities and causes and community organizations and environmental organizations could have a platform to speak up and get a good discussion going. And then they could have a series. And I did my first series on a zero budget. And I thought, everyone wanted to come onto my panel, the panel that I did with those first few co-hosts. And everyone said yes. The mayor, the regional director of business New South Wales, Paula Martin. I had lawyers and bankers and business people and radio announcers, and they all said yes to coming onto my little show. So I went, okay, I can take this further. I decided that my business will focus on businesses first, large organisations that can do the panels, and that's where I'm going now. So, but I'm passionate about this being a social enterprise, so that we can. Once I build this just to enough of a stage where I can employ a few people to go, right, you are now working on finding, you know, causes and not-for-profits and charities that need to get their voice heard, and getting them onto their own panel discussion, and we'll show them how to do it for free. So we show them how to get sponsors and so on. And yeah, so that is what I'm passionate about. Another thing is the word now. I just feel it's so important to think about now. For two reasons, and that is, one is life is what's happening to you now. What's already happened is gone, and if you focus on the past, you're never going to change. If you're focusing too hard on the future, you're always feeling inadequate, because you haven't achieved it yet. Life's what's happening now, and you need to be grateful for this. But the other thing is, when you think about now is the only time you can take action. And we're all about no excuses, take action. So I do
gestalt,
have a little...
It's the Gestalt method. So it's one of the therapies that I'm trained in. It is life-changing. You only have right now. And you are only responsible for your reaction to your environment. You are not responsible for anyone else's reactions. You cannot go back into the past. You cannot go into the future. Right now, be responsible. And it's life-changing. Because a lot of us do, you know, a lot of people that I see as a therapist, the sort of ongoing theme, overarching theme, is of a feeling of helplessness, as if our environment has rendered us helpless. You know, we've grown up poor, or we've grown up with a father who drank, or this. And so, like you say, there's excuses. It's all these things that allow us to continue just floundering eternally, and, you know, perpetuating our story of being this helpless thing. When you step into the now, and when you take responsibility for yourself, there's no barrier. You have to be successful. You have to, because that's the only way. So interesting, my friend. It was amazing chatting with you. I love how your mind works, and just having this little window vision into how you work and how you think. And just really, really nice chatting with you. And just
thanks for being
our first podcast guest. I think we went way over the 15 minutes, but I'm not cropping it. I think it's fantastic.
One other thing is, it's really exciting that we've got this podcast going for Coastal Towns Business Chamber. And I want to thank you for helping us get that coordinated and starting it, because we all went, yes, we want a podcast 10 months ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
And it was you that came up with the idea at a meeting before you were even a member. We took that on board. But like I said, none of us knew really. We just went, we know we want to do this, and it's there, but it's on the back burner because we don't know how to do it. And we don't know how to easily do it without eating into too much of our personal time. And then you came along and joined the board, and then you went, well, here I am. I can help you with that podcast.
Yeah, so brilliant. Good. Thank you. Well, I'm really excited to see where it goes. And, you know, I'm the one that's really blessed because I get to sit in the seat with one after another, just amazing individual business people, and get to look into their brains and learn from them. You know, it's almost like a one-on-one, one-on-one session. So
yeah, you know, it's can't wait to hear the next one.
Fantastic. Yes, very excited. We have got someone lined up. I can't say who it is yet, but they have put their hat in the ring. So we'll organize that for the next couple of weeks.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for listening today. And I hope that you gained some insight or encouragement from today's session, guys. Please reach out to ctbc.org.au to find out about joining the chamber. The more business owners we have, the more we can effectively advocate for change with the government, change that positively affects all businesses, large, small, and micro, on the Upper Central Coast of New South Wales. I am your friendly neighborhood therapist, Axel Star Viking from thestarviking.com, coming to you today thanks to Coastal Towns Business Chamber. And this is our first ever podcast.